So funny, you and I just had the conversation recently about reasons you should never call 911. And we talked about people calling and saying, like, my pizza was late, or the toppings I ordered were not on the pizza, or, you know, some people calling 911 for the weirdest reasons. Well, it's happened again. An angry McDonald's customer called the police. This happened in England. She called the police because she didn't get there too late. Well, here's what happened. She's at the drive-thru. And the drive-thru had a very long line, and people were taking a long time, and there was only one person behind the counter, and it was going really, really slowly.
Mm-hmm.
So slowly that by the time she got to the thing to yell in and place her order, she wanted breakfast. Breakfast was over. Okay?
But she was in line long before breakfast was over.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right, exactly. There was an 11 a.m. cutoff, and she got there just before 11. But the line was so long and it took them forever that by the time she finally got up there, it was like 15, 20 minutes. So they said, sorry, we're not serving breakfast. She's like, no, I got here before 11. You're slow. You have a big, long line, which at that point, I don't know why you don't just get out of your car and walk in.
Mm-hmm.
You see that the time's a ticking. But still, all right, so who's at fault here, really? You know what I mean? Like, they took too long. They should be like, all right, we don't usually do this, but... I mean, they have the breakfast food. It's not like the second breakfast closes, everything goes into a vault and gets closed and locked with a key and you can't get in there. I mean, you can grab an Egg McMuffin and throw it in there for this one woman.
Mm-hmm.
But they refuse to do that. So what does she do? She calls 911. And the 911 dispatcher, the police person that she spoke with, tweeted a call at 11:30 this morning from an angry lady who stated that due to the queue at the McDonald's drive-thru in whatever area of England it was, by the time she got to the window, the breakfast service had stopped and she couldn't order breakfast. The lady was given words of advice about ringing the police. So not only were they not willing to help her, they were basically like, here's when you call the police, here's when you don't call the police.
So they scolded her and she still didn't get her Egg McMuffin.
Right, exactly. Yeah, they scolded her. And they said, you know, we informed her this was an incident which she should take up with McDonald's. It's not a police matter. We're not going to investigate her complaint.
Mm-hmm.
And on behalf of emergency services, you know, we encourage people to contact us for advice, for assistance, and issues that we can help with. But don't call 911 immediately. Like, if you're not sure, if you're like, is this something? Like, is this something I should call the police over? They give you a number, like a 311 number that you can call and say, is this something? And they can say no.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But this is not unusual. I mean, we just heard of an incident recently where a woman was getting into it at McDonald's with the woman who was giving her food and getting her order wrong.
Sheriff's Department, how can I help you?
Yeah.
I'm at a drive-thru right now.
Uh-huh.
I asked for 4 different times to make me a Western barbecue burger. Okay. They keep giving me a hamburger with lettuce, tomato, and cheese, onions. And I said, I'm not leaving. She gave me another hamburger. It's wrong.
Happens to me all the time. I think I get the order wrong more than I get the order right at restaurants now.
Oh, seriously? How come?
I don't know. It's just there. And I just go on. I'm like, I'm not going back unless I have to. Because then if I go back, that means I have to go in. And it's COVID now.
Right.
So am I going to go back in because they forgot the cheese on my hamburger? No. And they know that at this point to where you're not going to go back in. You're not going to go back in the queue, as that lady said, in the line again to yell at them. And you're not going to go in. And 90% of the fast food restaurants now are locked. You can't go in.
Oh, interesting. Well, okay. So two questions. First of all, who is at fault? Should they let her have had breakfast?
Yes, because I think it's kind of like the DMV. If you're in line at the DMV and they close at 5, but you're still in line, they'll take you because you're in line. So I think it's that should be the way at McDonald's too.
You get grandfathered in.
You get, if it wasn't, let's say she wasn't there till 11:30. If she was there till 11:04, then yeah, they should give her that 4-minute leeway because the line was very long. But
right.
If it was 11:30, too late. Sorry, you shouldn't have been in line for half an hour anyway. You're not smart.
All right, and the second question is, so what part of the order do they have to get wrong before you complain? Like, is it just like if they forgot the cheese, you'll let it go? Or is it if you order chicken and they give you fish instead? Like, what would make you complain?
The other day I went in and I went through the drive-thru and I said a chicken or a fish sandwich and they gave me a fish dinner, which okay. is not what I wanted at all. But I can't. But I did go through Bojangles the other day and they didn't give me sauce. And I said, when I went up to the line, I said, is the honey mustard in the bag? And she said, yes. I put it in there myself. So when I went around, there was no honey mustard.
Ugh.
And you can't have Bojangles without honey mustard. It tastes like cardboard.
Right. You have to have the sauce. Yeah.
You have to have the sauce. That's the only reason why I went to Bojangles. So I had to pull over, put my mask on, walk back in there. And I looked at the lady and I said, it wasn't in the bag.
I think a lot of these people are overwhelmed right now because they're working like crazy. Not only are they working the drive-through, but because the store itself is closed, you know, they're doing Grubhub and Seamless and Postmates or whatever, wherever you order your food from. Like we saw just recently, this went viral. There was a picture of a woman, a video of a woman who worked at McDonald's. She was there by herself. And on the table were tons of bags of McDonald's and all the delivery guys were waiting outside. They're waiting their turn, but she was in there by herself, you know, getting all these orders together. It's a lot. And a friend of mine she went through the same thing you did where she went through the drive-thru and her favorite thing with the McNuggets is the sauce. And she asked for extra sauce. She's like, give me at least three. And they're like, no problem. So she gets home and she opens her McNuggets and there's only sauce in there.
There were
no McNuggets in there. It was just the sauce.
Yeah, and stuff like that happens more lately than it has ever before. And you say they're overworked and you feel bad for them. No,
yeah.
I don't care. That's your job to check that order before it goes out. And if you can't do your job, you should be fired.
I'm
sick of people not doing their job and getting away with it. We've had that our whole career. When we work at a station, people don't do their job. And they let them keep going.
Right, but those people are making $60,000 a year. These people are making minimum wage. And what I think happened, my friend figured it out. What they usually do with her, like pre-COVID time, she would ask for extra sauce. And they would give her two packages of McNuggets. One of them had the McNuggets in it. The other had the sauce in it. So that's how they do it at her McDonald's. So they handed her the sauce one. And I guess the person who put it in didn't realize it was the sauce one and there was no McNuggets in it because it was closed by then. So she was like, all right, it happens. You know, you got to give these people a break. They're working minimum wage. They're working more than ever. I don't think you can't be like that, Anthony.
No, I have to because there's one McDonald's around here every time I go through and I stop going because they always get my order wrong. And if you just let it keep sliding more and more, you're losing massive amounts of business because people like me will not go back.
Then don't go back. That's not your problem.
I know,
go
but I'm thinking about the owner of the place. They're losing money because
that's
this
not
person.
Your problem. You don't care about what do you suddenly care about other people for? No, you don't.
I don't, but
okay, see, there you go. You don't
want to reward. I don't want to reward people working half-assed. That's all.
Okay, so the owner is going to say, you know, it's COVID and all the other fast food places are doing gangbuster and our sales are down 25%. Why is that? And then he'll have to review it and figure out for himself that his employees are doing a crap job. You know, that's his problem. I say the only thing you can do is kind of vote with your wallet, you know, vote with your feet, walk away. Like if there's a company that is not doing good by you, just stop giving them your money.
And I do. I don't even drive past that McDonald's anymore because they're so
you
slack.
Won't even look at them.
I won't even look. They're, every time I go, they either forget that I'm there or, you know, pull up in that lane over there. So I pull up in a parking spot and they never come out. So I'm there for 10 minutes before anybody comes out. And you can't go back in and yell at them.
Right.
Because they're closed. It's COVID. Yeah. It drives me crazy. So, and I'm a guy who eats probably 60% of his meals out.
Right. Okay. So maybe this is the bigger lesson. Maybe it's time you stopped eating 60% of your meals in drive-thrus.
Well, I have to because I work.
Okay. I understand. But you could make something at home and bring it to work with you. You don't have to eat fast food 60% of your day.
Just don't screw up my order. That's all I ask. Is that asking too much for me to say I want a chicken sandwich, fries, and a drink? Just make sure the chicken sandwich, fries, and a drink are in the bag when you give it to me. That's all. That's all I'm asking for.
It's the universe telling you to eat a salad.
I guess. No, they even screw up a salad. If I can a salad, they'd screw that up. So, yeah, I shouldn't just leave my house. That's the thing.